بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أما بعد فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المجاهد من جاهد نفسه في طاعة الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أما بعد We begin with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most forgiving, the most merciful, the most generous, the most majestic Allah. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the magnanimous gifts, blessings, boons and bounties that He continues to bestow upon us. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Allah says continuously in Surah Ar-Rahman, where He speaks of His generosity, where He speaks of His bounties, His boons, His blessings upon us. Which of the bounties of Allah can you ever deny? هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ Allah says, can there be any reward for goodness except goodness? My respected ulama-i kiram, elders, brothers and fellow friends, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the magnanimous gift and blessing of iman. He has made us reciters of the most powerful statement and kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us here, in this mubarak and blessed masjid, Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha, the most beloved of all places in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masajid. Places where we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of judgment, there will be seven groups of people under the shade of the arsh of Allah, the mercy of Allah. On that day, there will be no other shade except the mercy of Allah. One of those groups of people, رَجُلٌ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ Such a person whose heart is attached to the masajid. May Allah make us from amongst those who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah on the day of judgment. Respected brothers and sisters, with the holiday season entering into South African calendars globally, let us understand that coupled with these holidays comes a great test upon a believer. And the greatest test, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that this world, this dunya, it is a prison for the believers, وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ But for the disbelievers, it is their jannah, it is their paradise. المجاهد من جاهد نفسه في طاعة الله A mujahid, a true warrior in Islam. Not one who goes cowardly with arms, fighting. We find that in Indonesia, where we found that several bomb blasts had taken place in Bali, Muslims condemned this action. What took place at September 11, Muslims condemned these actions. These are not the actions of mu'mineen. But what is a true mujahid? What is a true warrior in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-mujahidu man jahada nafsahu fi ta'atillah. A true mujahid is that person who fights against one's own nafs, one's own desires, fi ta'atillah, in the ita'ah, in the worship and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, alhamdulillah, South Africa is blessed. We are blessed in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us ulama with such high maqam and status, such as Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, hafizahullah, and various other ulama. And we learn from their experience, from the wisdom, the hikmah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed to them, the teachings of our beloved master, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, we are blessed in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Without a spectacle of doubt, I have created mankind in the best of molds, in the best of forms. Now Allah is praising us. Allah is lifting up our maqam and status. But look at the very next verse that Allah says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Allah, after praising us, says that I will debase you lower than you could ever imagine and comprehend. Allah, save us and protect us. What is the meaning of this? Allah is praising us. In the very next verse, Allah says, I will debase you lower than you could ever imagine. Wallah, when we leave the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we shun aside the hukam and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are debased lower than any animal, any creature, any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah save us and protect us. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with magnanimous bounties. And Allah says in the glorious Quran that if we have the quality of a Muslim, in other words, al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. A Muslim is that person when in the company of other Muslimin, then they feel a sense of security that this person will not abuse me physically, emotionally, verbally, in any way whatsoever. مِن لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِي. So the tongue and the hands, they feel the sense of security. If we have the quality of iman, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِن وَلَدِهِ وَوَالِدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. We have the quality of iman. Our ulama and scholars teach us that when we recite La ilaha illallah, we negate everything. Nothing belongs to us, neither our wives, neither our children, neither our professions, neither our businesses. La, everything, ilaha illallah, everything belongs to Qul hu Allahu ahad. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah is one, He is alone. Allah ek hai, akela hai, tan hai, tanha hai. So when we recite La ilaha illallah, and we bring iman and testimony that there is no God besides one Allah, then it is our duty, in order for us to complete our iman, hatta akuna ahabbu ilayhi min waladihi wa walidihi wa nasi ajma'in, that we bring the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above everything else, more than our children, more than our parents, and more than the entire mankind at large. May Allah fill our hearts with the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to become obedient servants to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now with the holiday season entering our calendars, many people may visit the coastal areas of Durban. Others may decide to visit Johannesburg, Cape Town, perhaps even visit overseas. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down certain rules and regulations. There's nothing wrong in taking some quality time and spending it with your families. But where this becomes a violation of the hukam and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when we as believers that have entrusted our lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why do I say this? Every day we recite in salah, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my salah, my health, my death and my life, in other words, from the time I am born till the time I leave this world, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, everything I grant to you, O my Lord, O Allah. Brothers, I ask you this question. When we recite this verse in the Quran, are we not betraying, are we not fooling not only ourselves, but are we not lying to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Life is short. فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Allah says, the life of the hereafter in comparison to the life that we have here is but a little. The life of this world is little. Understand it this way. If we come into the masajid, adhan has been given. If we ask the muadhin or the imam, how much time before the salah will begin? They will tell us perhaps 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But after the iqama has been given, if we are to ask the muadhin or the imam, then how much time before salah begins? They will look at us strangely. That what is wrong with this person? Salah is just about to commence. There's a few seconds before we stand up, make takbir, Allahu Akbar, and perform our salah. Similarly, when every single one of us were born into this world, when we came into this world, adhan was given in our right ears, iqama in our left ears. That span between iqama and salah is the lifespan a person has before the imam stands up and says takbir, Allahu Akbar, fa wa janaza salah. Our lives are short, and in this short span we have been commanded, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul, obey Allah and obey the Rasul of Allah. Recently, we've seen globally pictures depicting our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most filthiest of all pictures, pictures of what they claim is our Nabi. On his head, they place a bomb that has been lit, ready to explode. Are they not blowing up the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of our very own lives? As ummatis, as followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do we not have a duty and responsibility to respond? Not in a physical and violent manner, no. But in a manner and method that is academic. Bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into your life. Wallah, you will see the power, the qudra, and the grandeur of your Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Busiri rahimahullah, the famous author of Qasida Burda, a person who's completely paralyzed. He's lost all hope of cure. That night, he takes pen to paper and he starts writing, Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnayn wa Thaqalayn, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ruler of both the worlds and of both difficult and harsh times. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that very same being, فَفَاقَتْ كُلَّ مُعْجِزَةٍ مِّنَ النَّبِيِّينَ إِذْ جَاءَتْ وَلَمْ تَدُمِي, who has granted miracles, other anbiya's miracles were limited to a specific era, a specific ummah, and a specific time. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's miracle, wallah, will live till the day of judgment. We have it on our shelves, the glorious Qur'an. He begins to write these beautiful verses, speaking of the maqam, the status, and of what Allah has bestowed to my Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That night, he goes to bed, he sleeps peacefully. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visits Allama Busiri rahimahullah in his dream. and looks at him and says, "Oh, Busiri, recite to me the couplets that you have written." He says, "Wallah, not a single person had known of the couplets that I had written with regards to the love that I have to my Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam." I began to recite. I recited the most beautiful verses. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. We send greetings, salutations and salam upon my Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is indeed the best of creations to my Mawla, to my Creator, to my one and true Allah. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes a scarf and begins to place it across the body of Busiri, rahimahullah, and wallah, the next morning Allama Busiri is absolutely cured. He stands up and walks away. When we inculcate the love of my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our hearts, wallah, this dunya means nothing to us. This is but a deception, Allah says. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. What has deceived you from your Lord who is most noble? الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. He has created you, He has fashioned you in the most perfect manner. Look at our bodies. Look at the creation of Allah. When last have we contemplated? Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he mentions that ponder over the creation of Allah, it will bring you closer to your Creator, Allah. Don't try to ponder who is Allah. What does Allah look like? Don't do this. Ponder over the creation of Allah, and it will bring you closer to your Creator, Allah. So, my respected fathers, my message to you this afternoon, holiday season approaching, let us be practical. Our children may want to visit the beaches. They may want to visit all the different malls in Johannesburg region. They may want to go here, go there, visit here, shopping and what have you. Fine. Do everything with moderation. Do everything within the confinement of the Sharia. Never go beyond those bounds. What happens? We say, "Oh, I got no time. Take my keys, here's some money, take my credit card, enjoy yourself." 6 months later, then we want to come and cry and say, "Maulana, give me taweez, my son is gone offhand." That taweez is, you are the destruction of your own child. There's no taweez that can cure your son. There is no taweez that can cure your daughter from that. Today, wallah, in Johannesburg region, we are finding, na'udhu billah, cases of incest amongst our Muslim mothers and sisters, mothers and sons, fathers and daughters. Allah save us and protect us. HIV, the pandemic of HIV, wallah, Muslims are not exempted from this. How many cases of Muslims coming and saying that, "Doctor sir, organize for me drugs that will assist me with my HIV virus." Substance abuse, child abuse, woman abuse, these problems are evident in Muslim communities. There is one cure to those problems. Let us leave alone and let alone this dunya and now revert back to the sunnah of my Habib, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mujtaba, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the tawfiq and the ability of practicing on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah save us and protect us during these times of fitna and corruption. And may Allah grant us the ability to practice on all that has been said and pass it on to others. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.